From the Culture section, The Real Cost of Your Blue Jeans by Dana Thomas. The biggest fashion trend in recent years is fast fashion, the mass production of trendy, inexpensive clothing with lightning-quick turnaround. This is hugely wasteful global environmental and human rights disaster, according to best-selling journalist Dana Thomas in her new book, Fashionopolis. Making the industry's 80 billion garments per year requires huge amounts of water and toxic chemicals. It employs every sixth person on Earth, most in dangerous conditions, for very little money. Fast fashion also produces mountains of clothes that go unsold or are discarded and end up in garbage dumps and landfills. There's no single solution for these problems of ecological damage, exploitation, and waste. But there's hope for the future. Consumers, retailers, and innovators are pursuing a variety of options for sustainability, such as buying secondhand clothing, renting outfits, recycling clothes into new, reusable fibers, 3D printing clothes on demand, biofabrication, reshoring, and using organic and natural fibers and just buying less. Perhaps the worst offenders in terms of environmental and human damage are blue jeans. In this excerpt from Fashionopolis, Thomas explores some of what ails the world's most popular garment of all, and one process that could help cure some of the ills plaguing their production. You're probably wearing jeans as you read this. If you're not, chances are you wore them yesterday, or you will tomorrow. At any given moment, anthropologists believe half the world's population is sporting jeans. 5 billion pairs are produced annually. The average American owns 7, one for each day of the week, and buys 4 new pairs every year. I wish I had invented blue jeans, the French couturier Yves Saint Laurent confessed. They have expression, modesty, sex appeal, simplicity, all I hope for in my clothes.